The recent cyber attack that struck computers in 150 countries, knocking out hospitals and hitting a central bank, now has lawmakers in Congress asking if the United States is sufficiently protected against such attacks. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
There's been so much turmoil at the White House that the story of the cyber attack got dwarfed, but it was massive. The malware infected about 200,000 computers, including many throughout the UK's National Health Service. It took hospitals offline, surgeries had to be canceled, and ambulances were rerouted. They also hit corporations like FedEx and Nissan and the Russian Central Bank. Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says it was a troubling attack.
What I find concerning is reports that the North Koreans may have had a hand in the spreading of that attack.
If it's true North Korea was involved, that basically means some of the least sophisticated nations on Earth can disrupt the economy and even healthcare systems of some of the most sophisticated nations on Earth. Coon says that's also worrisome.
They are not among the most sophisticated actors in cyber, but they have dedicated resources to it and have developed an ability beyond their military capabilities.
Coon says the attack highlights his bipartisan effort to rework the way Congress deals with cyber issues. Currently, there isn't a central spot in Congress dealing with online threats. So that means there isn't a direct focus on the issue, only a bunch of committee chairs claiming a little bit of control over it. Coon says Congress needs a committee solely focused on cyber because the current system is inadequate.
One of our challenges is the overlapping jurisdiction between intelligence, armed services, commerce. I mean, there's a lot of different committees that can and should step up to cyber issues.
Last year, lawmakers passed a bill to improve coordination between the federal government, corporations, as well as state and local governments on cyber threats and attacks. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Donald Payne serves on the Homeland Security Committee. He says Congress's work is never done on this.
Absolutely. It's an evolving threat. So, you mitigate one area and then, it's somewhere else. So it's a constant, evolution of trying to stay on top of it. But I think we have, some of the best people in the world.
But there's another problem, a lack of cybersecurity workers. A recent survey from the Information Security Certification Consortium forecasts that by 2022, globally, there will be 1.8 million cyber professional jobs that will go unfilled because of a lack of people with the skills to do the job. Many of those positions will be in America, which Payne says highlights the need for increased spending on education, not the steep cuts President Trump is proposing.
Hopefully the American people realize that they were sold a bag of goods by this president. He's done nothing in that area of jobs.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Lou Barletta also serves on the Homeland Security Committee. He says Trump gets national security and isn't going to let the U.S. cyber workforce falter.
No, I don't see the United States in any way not taking cyber attacks and cyber security serious. As a member of the Homeland Security Committee, I can tell you that's simply not true. The technology that we'll be investing in and the personnel, we'll make sure that we protect America.
Delaware's other Democratic Senator, Tom Carper, also serves on his chamber's Homeland Security Committee. He says the problem with cyber attacks is that they keep coming and evolving.
The folks who are making the attacks in this country and around the world don't just come up with an approach or malware or whatever and say, well, that's all we ever need. They keep updating it because as soon as they update their methods, we update our defenses. And so we will continue to do that.
That's why Carper agrees lawmakers can't just be content with the bill they passed last Congress.
It means if we stay on our toes, we can limit the damage. If we don't, then we just say, well, spike the football, that's all we need to do, we'll get creamed. So it's an ongoing battle, it just doesn't stop.
Carper says lawmakers also have to pressure federal agencies to keep the pressure on.
One of our obligations is to do oversight and to make sure that what we put in place to strengthen our defenses against these attacks, to make sure it's working.
No one was talking about cybersecurity on Capitol Hill until the recent devastating attack overseas. Now they are. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.